Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Richie Vince with us. Rich, it seems that one of the two people running for office has disappeared. Kamala Harris. Has she disappeared?
I don't know, but Joe Biden apparently disappeared, and they... And his people told him to get back on the campaign trail because he said so many lies. And President Trump is showing not just audio, but video of him saying the opposite. So they're like, uh-oh, we better get him back out there. So yeah. He can't hide in his basement too much. I have no idea where she is, but I think they're starting to smell the coffee.
Yeah. So when it comes to voting, I get the impression that you are not going to be voting for the Harris-Biden ticket.
Did I really get that impression?
Yeah, I think
so. Well, you know
what? Well,
of course, I'm joking here. You know, when you have this much corruption with the Bidens and you have this much false information with everything from COVID to election and voter fraud, when you're planning on literally spinning away the freedoms and liberties from the people, just like Joe Biden, you know, they're spending billions of dollars on saying Trump's going to get a call for cuts to Social Security and Medicare. He's saying no. And then Trump's showing videos of Joe Biden calling for cuts to Social Security and Medicare. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, people are waking up, Vince. You know, Biden puts on a major spin on these tiny crowds he's getting. He hired Bon Jovi to play to bring people in. Well, I hear there was 12 people and 7 pumpkins that were there to hear Bon Jovi. Well, it could have been 7 Democrats identifying as pumpkins. I'm not sure. Even Cher was asked to perform. And I remember, and I'm paraphrasing here, and I remember what she said, something like, well, who are we going to vote for? And the few people in the audience basically just went, it was a sight to see. And then she was going to sing, and the people, and her people put on the wrong song, but she wasn't even going to sing. She was going to fake it. She was going to lip sync it. Everything to do with the Democrats and the left is a total fraud. Everything. And I want to mention at least one more thing about Hunter Biden. You know, Hunter Biden associate, this is an article, reveals $200 million invested by Russian oligarch. You have to remember all of the lies, the gaslighting, the propaganda, media saying that President Trump literally did all this stuff with Russia and China and Ukraine and all these other countries, and it was the Bidens and the Democrat Party. Folks, you can't make this up. Hunter Biden's businesses didn't just get foreign investments from our enemies, but also confiscated hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars in the form of subsidies, loans, and bailouts. By selling favors and access to Joe Biden. Bribery, blackmail, treason, this is what this stuff is. All the emails prove it. The emails prove it. Dollars and money with China to be held by the big guy, which is identified as Joe Biden. Bribery, pay-to-play, racketeering, this shows ties to deep ties to Russia, Ukraine, China, and many other countries. Hunter Biden got dollars and favors for bringing people into the White House. He was a corruption broker. This is illegal as hell. Again, they don't care about the vote. They care about who's counting the vote. Our nation, the United States of America, right now, is on the ballot regarding freedom, liberty, and the rule of law. All of it is at stake. And I want to go over, Vince, if it's okay, some of the voter fraud, election fraud that I've done over the last several months. It just doesn't stop. It's unbelievable.
Let me just ask one question. Here's a scenario. I've been sitting here thinking as you've been going through these things, and I've been putting together pieces of what you've been saying for months and years. So here's a hypothetical scenario. Let's say Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, is selected. Okay? Next week. Let's say he's selected. And then let's say President Trump is so frosted with the corruption, the fraud, the manipulation, the deception, and so forth, the treason, the sedition that he believes has happened, and he arrests Jumpin' Joe for treason and his son, Hunter, if he can be found. Is that a possibility? What are your thoughts?
Well, and this is one of the reasons for the disgust of the American people regarding the behaviors of the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA, which is obviously bought and paid for. Not declassifying information, slow walking, all these things that we've talked about today and every week. Now, that's why I'm going to go over some articles regarding election and voter fraud. And this is why people are very disturbed. And this is one of the reasons why people should be coming out in mass and voting in person, because the whole system is fraudulent. And this is why we have, now that we have a fully staffed Supreme Court, and people are going to say, well, it's heavy Republican, 5-4. And yes, I did say that, because there's a lot of evidence that shows that John Roberts flew on the pedophile express to Epstein Island. Obviously, he is bought and paid for or blackmailed. So, let me mention a few articles real quick here. U.S. Postal Service was put to a test by Fox News ahead of the 2020 elections. More than 2% of the votes were lost. Next article. Politics: Michigan election workers told to dispose of ballots, expel poll watchers. This is a recent article. Next article, Pennsylvania Supreme Court, ballots can't be tossed out over mismatching signature. They're admitting, Pennsylvanians admitting, by the few people at the top, that all those millions of people who live in Pennsylvania, your vote doesn't count, you're deplorable, you're irredeemable, you're a chump, and we don't need any validating of signatures for the ballot. It can be ballots that are totally fake and false. It's unbelievable. Next article, Fourth Circuit strikes again, allows North Carolina voter fraud. Next article, piles of mail stolen on the side of the road, ballot theft reported in two Portland metro suburbs. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Detroit leaks expose the voter fraud plan to steal Michigan. Next article, San Francisco tech CEOs emails 10 million consumers urging them to vote for Biden because the tech, big tech, they make so much money under the table to control the narrative that we don't even have antitrust authorities anymore. Big tech, big corporations have unchecked power for all and any corruption. We have allowed monopolies to nefarious illegal investments to making their executives wealthy with no productivity, no innovation, no new hiring, no R&D. This is very dangerous when we allow, we're giving big corporations, big tech, big pharma, big banks, we're allowing them to privatize and capitalize their gains and socialize their losses. That means you pay for their losses through taxes and inflation. We literally have a fascist, crony, feudalist corporate welfare program all rolled out in one. That's why they're saving the zombie companies. I've talked about stock buybacks till I'm blue in the face, bailouts till I'm blue in the face. And this is why the little people are ranking up the delinquencies, the defaults, the bankruptcies, the homelessness. Folks, this is why we do this job. And we volunteer for it. Next article, bins of ballots found in dumpster. Next article, you're going to love this one, folks. I literally had to listen to Joe Biden to make sure this was authentic. Okay, I try to read as many of these articles as possible to verify the authenticity of this. In bizarre Freudian slip, Joe Biden, bragged about assembling, and I'm quoting here now, the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. Let me repeat that. I know this sounds like I'm making this up, but you don't have to look very far. It's on zero. This is a Zero Hedge article. In bizarre Freudian slip, Biden brags about assembling the most, quote, the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. These mail-in ballots, folks, they have to be discarded. We need to clean up election and voter fraud and have IDs that correlate especially to U.S. citizenry. It's not hard to do. They weaponized the IRS against us. Why is this hard to do? They know who all of us are. And let me real quick go over some flu cases or some of the COVID articles that are very disturbing. First article, are sick patients being misdiagnosed with COVID? Flu cases suddenly dropped 95 to 98%. Remember when Trump brought in the hospital ships, but the Democrat states infected nursing homes and literally murdered our seniors? To raise the numbers, to create more fear, to control the people, and didn't even barely use these hospital ships? I just want to remind everybody. Next article, over 60% of May through August Chinese virus deaths, CCP virus deaths, occurred in health care settings. Is that not disturbing, folks? We know that hospitals have gotten big money for COVID deaths. Big money for shoving ventilators down people's throats, which has killed so many people. Next article. And I wish I had more time. I apologize, folks. It's just, we can talk about one of these for 2 hours, one of these articles. Next article. Volunteer in COVID vaccine study is dead. Volunteer. Next article. COVID lockdowns just killed 4 Australian babies. Next article, suicide spike 100% in Wisconsin. That's one state, just Wisconsin, suicide spike. These people who have locked us down, who have delivered this virus, should be arrested for murder, especially these blue Democrat states who murdered our seniors. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Now, Rich, it's entirely possible that we will end up in a constitutional crisis with not knowing what to do as a result of this election. I mean, for example, if, as I mentioned before, if the president, Donald Trump, while he's still president between the selection in November next week and January when he would leave office, should Joe Biden, the plagiarist, be selected, he has a little bit of time to arrest some people. He literally does. And if he does, and if he arrests the guy who was selected, Jumpin' Joe, if he were selected, that would put us into a constitutional crisis, I believe. And this is kind of unprecedented. So we're facing an extension of the Second American Revolution, the Second Civil War, combined with the Second American Revolution, combined with the constitutional crisis, combined with power outages, food shortages, supply chain breaking, people being locked down and losing their minds, the police against the BLM against the Trump supporters. It's almost like a free-for-all. It's almost like Mad Max. And it's getting worse every day. It's not getting any better, as far as I can tell. And a couple more people getting shot by the police will just push us right over the edge all by itself. And it's not hot out anymore. You know, people are doing this in cold weather. And cold weather normally puts a damper on people going out and watching from the porch and protesting from the porch and marching down the streets. You know, because it's nice and warm, you can wear your flip-flops and your pajamas and go out there and protest, right? Well, now it's getting cold. And the protests are still happening. I really don't see much lightening up of this. I keep seeing it getting worse and worse and worse. And Do you think what I mentioned, that hypothetical scenario of the president arresting people like Jumpin' Joe and Hillary and some other people who have been involved in the crime syndicates, do you think that's far-fetched? Do you think that's a possibility?
Well, I think everything's on the table right now. I think we're in totally uncharted waters, Vince. This is one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm showing the people how the media, how the institutions, how big government, big corporations have literally sacrificed all credibility. It's just like this study right here. A major scientific study that came out of Denmark was rejected by the JAMA, New England Journal of Medicine, Lancet. We all know Lancet's been bought and paid for because it proves masks don't work. It proved masks don't work. And we all know that 90% of the so-called positive tests are false positive. So, you know, basically they want lies to be published, the powers that be, and they want tracking and tracing and surveillance and censorship because they want to control the people. And people are waking up to this. Like I said, people are waking up exponentially. Do you really want to go into a restaurant and hotel and then all of a sudden you have police come to your door and say you're being arrested or quarantined or under thrown in internment camps or worse because you were in the same hotel or restaurant because of the electronic tracking that somebody else was? Do you really want that? No. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's not rule of law. That's made up. People want to see the lack of credibility. That's why, what do you think I'm doing here? That's why I'm saying all this stuff. You hear about Biden and Harris, they're a great team. Brain freeze. Says 200 million, Biden said 200 million Americans dead for the virus. And Harris said we're looking at over 220 million Americans who just died in the last several months. This is totally made up. It's lies. It's BS. It's propaganda. It's to create fear to control the people. This is why.
Rich, let's make sure our class heard what you said. 220 million class died. If that was said, that would be 90% of Americans dead. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm quoting them.
No, I know that. What I'm saying, Rich, I'm not disagreeing with you one iota. What I'm saying is, saying that and having Americans believe that 220 million have died is ridiculous. You have to have your brain unplugged to buy that nonsense. 90% of Americans have not died, period.
No, first of all, they're admitting 200,000, and then the CDC came out and said that you can only really count 6%. You've got to take away 94% because a lot of these people had comorbidities. A lot of these people were very elderly. A lot of these people were dying from motorcycle accidents and car wrecks and flus, like I mentioned earlier, where the flu is now has been eliminated because it's all going into COVID deaths.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 week until Election Day, 45 days until the government runs out of money, and 85 days until Inauguration Day. This is also the day Amy Coney Barrett will begin working as a justice for the Supreme Court. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Monday night.
Well, first of all, Justice Ginsburg said last year 9 was the right number. Look, they've been threatening to pack the court before the Barrett nomination came along, before Justice Ginsburg passed away. These are longstanding threats. They may have ratcheted them up a little bit lately, but this isn't anything new. They've been promising to blow up the Senate by changing the filibuster rule, admitting two new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to give them four new Democratic senators, and packing the Supreme Court. They were talking about that earlier in the year. Nothing new, same old threats and intimidation by the hard left in America today.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Republicans praise Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice, replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievements with us. You know, I think I heard at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour news, that Chuck Schumer said that our fundamental rights are going to be removed, something akin to that, by the confirmation of Justice Barrett. I'm a little confused. How are our fundamental rights going to be removed by the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice? How does that happen? Did she say something that I must have missed?
No, the reason why he said that is because Judge Amy Barrett is a happily married woman, and she's not saying how much she hates men. She has adopted, she has plenty of children her own who are well-behaved, good citizens, and she's adopted people from other parts of the world. She's basically done all the things she should do, and she's gotten opportunities through hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. That's not supposed to be the way it works. She's supposed to be controversial. She's supposed to be sexist. She's supposed to be a conspiracy theorist. She's supposed to be a hater. Anti-Islamist vote. She wants somebody willing to cover up the crimes that the Democrats and the deep state has done. They want somebody in there who's going to divide the American people by what group we're in. And she's not footing the bill. Vince, I know we're short on time. We have less than a half an hour. You mentioned to me, and I apologize for not, I just had so many articles, and I'm going to not mention so many more because I don't have time. You asked me about who I'm voting for. May I address that?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And as always, I appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. Okay, Biden said that during his last debate with President Trump that no one lost their insurance under Obamacare. I know tons of people who not only lost insurance, not only couldn't see their doctor, but their premiums went through the roof and they couldn't even afford it, and they actually had to decide to get rid of it and pay the penalty during tax time. So everything he said, basically what the Democrats are doing is saying that their constituents are idiots and they're not going to follow up and verify what they're saying. That's code for what he's doing. And he says he never opposed fracking. Holy moly! It doesn't get a bigger lie than that. There are so many videos of Joe Biden opposing fracking, opposing fossil fuels, which we got to end that name because it doesn't even make any sense. Basically, they want to put every... Hey, I live off-grid, folks. I'm all for solar. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for being green. But it's not going to power 350 million Americans. It's not. It's going to be rolled out blackouts. It's done to reduce population. It's done to make the little people, the bottom 93%, more sick, less freedom, less liberty, and more controlled. Another thing he said... he was talking about illegal aliens, how they show up for these so-called asylum hearings after being caught and released. Well, Joe's wrong about that, too. 90% of them don't show up. They don't. And Biden and Obama, they have done so many negative things to this country besides divide-and-conquer strategies. They've legalized many street drugs. They're encouraging prisoner release into the cities who are murderers and rapists and violent criminals. They're renaming streets and places in the name of cancel culture. They're renaming sports teams in the name of some type of political correctness. They're pro-tearing down monuments and memorials and history. They're pro-murder, rape, and mayhem, and rioting, and looting, and arson, and Marxism, and communism, and socialism, and dictatorships, and tyranny, and authoritarianism. I mean, I've given so many examples. They're pro-activist judges eliminating the rule of law for precedents. They're pro-spying on American citizens with big tech. They're pro-race baiting. They're pro-war on cops and disrespecting the rule of law to bring in brown shirts, black shirts, and the Red Guard to take over, to eliminate everything so the elite can control everything and everybody. And we're living in tiny little shacks while the elite are flying around the world and doing everything with no consequences at all. Therefore, weaponizing our intelligence agencies, as I've mentioned today and many times, our DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. We've given uncountable amount of articles on this. Weaponizing the IRS. Creating sanctuary cities and sanctuary states where basically you could be a murderer or a rapist, no vetting, come into this country, sneak into one of these states or cities, and basically rob and rape and do everything you want. Therefore, leaking of classified information. Therefore, ballot harvesting. How many articles have we given over the past few months of how these ballots, they're literally admitting, like in Pennsylvania, like I mentioned today, they're admitting that they're going to steal the election. They're not even matching signatures. There's no validity. There's no credibility to what they're doing. Oh, that's because everybody's an anti-Islamist phobe. Anti-Islamist phobe. Anti-Islamist phobe. Is that still working, folks? They're for open borders. They're for no cash bail. They're for the Green New Deal. Now, for those of you listening in Montana who heat with firewood like I do, we're going to be penalized for carbon taxes. For heating with wood on our own property. Harvesting wood from our own property. You can't make this stuff up. Shredding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Redefining marriage. Destroying anything to do with family. Embracing rioters like BLM and Antifa. And we talked about where the funding comes from. The George Soros's. We talked about how their money laundering activities and fronts. Disrespecting the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem. Allowing males to participate in female activities and vice versa. Destruction of the Boy Scouts. All this made-up climate change policies, but they don't talk about the solar activity. They don't talk about polar shifts. They don't talk about the fact that there was a land bridge from Asia to North America. The fact that the Middle East used to be a tropical paradise. All the science is bought and paid for on their side, and they ignore this real science. So all this climate change fear-mongering and lies and bought and paid for bogus science claims, they never end. How about Clinton pay for play corruption? How about the Biden pay for play corruption? You think there's been enough articles, including today, mentioned about that? How about the destruction of evidence? How about all these Russian, Ukraine hoaxes? How about the phony impeachment and the Mueller theater that you pay for, folks, by the token of hundreds of millions of dollars? You know what? We can talk about all the corruption and manipulation. There's not enough time on the show. And I know we only have a few, like 10 or 15 minutes left of airtime, Vince. And I apologize for hogging so much of the airtime today.
Rich, I've got one question.
I feel we're so close to this election. I just want to wake up every person I possibly can. And like we always say on USA Prepares, folks, don't believe a word we say. Please read, research, and verify. This is the new America. If we want to be free, each individual citizen must do their own reading and researching. You have to realize that President Trump is doing everything for $1 per year. He's put his life and his family's life, safety, prosperity, everything on the line for the rule of law and the little people. Okay? Is he perfect? Hell no. Am I perfect? God, no.
The best thing that could happen would be if he were selected with the choices that we have at this moment, and that he would do what he promised and start firing people all around him. That would be like the best thing that could happen. But you mentioned something I just would like to comment on. So you heat with wood and we heat with wood. And this morning I was looking at the thermostat in the house, and I was looking at the thermostat outside. I was thinking, gosh, it's getting cold. And if I want to turn the heat up, somebody's got to put wood in the fire. Somebody's got to do that. Or turning the heat up isn't going to do any good. So, and if we didn't have the wood before that, you know, getting it all summer long and last year, we wouldn't be able to put the wood in the fireplace or you know, the firebox to have heat today. So when you mentioned heating with wood and being penalized for heating with wood, that makes me crazy. Not that you said it, just the thought of somebody telling me that I'm going to be fleeced for, or you're going to be fleeced, or any of us is going to be fleeced for heating with wood that is on our own property. You know, not cutting down trees, just picking up felled wood and putting it to use. And contrasting that with people who are so greedy, they will just hop on an airplane and say, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's go out of the country. We'll go to the islands. Let's go to Mexico. Let's go to Spain. Let's go. What we'll do is we'll take 4 days and we'll just relax. We'll sit on the beach and we'll read. And they'll hop on an airplane and they'll burn fuel, poison the environment, pollute the air, and yet they're going to beat us up for heating our homes? Really? That makes me crazy.
That's why we need practice what we preach laws. That's why I talk about hypocrisy and double standards by the Democrat Party all day long. You know, it's just like, remember Vince, when I mentioned those inflation charts? I talked about education, car insurance, and health care, how all these illegal immigrants are coming in here, and I gave specific, I'm not going to have time to do all that right now, but when I mentioned about illegal aliens, 90% not showing up for asylum hearings that Joe Biden said they all show up for, we have to pay for all this through cost shifting. There's a word that needs to be discussed more, and it's called vetting. If I show, let's say you didn't know me, Vince, okay? Let's say you never saw my face, and I showed up at your door singing 1970s disco songs, had a crack pipe in the side of my mouth, and I was trying to sell you and your family child porn videos. Would you allow me in your house, or would you kick me in the butt all the way down your driveway?
You would be, someone who did that would be marched down the driveway.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't be just me. There would be many of us.
Not just for carbon footprint. We're being fleeced for everything. Okay, they are breaking America down, destroying the rule of law, and this is why they are delegitimizing work. They have to make certain people entitled to play the victim group status card. They have to make them subconsciously demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. Because when hard work, proven results, and qualifications don't matter, just like getting firewood, people think, oh, wow, you're so lucky you can burn firewood in your cabin. Well, let me tell you, it's hard work. You gotta cut the tree down. You gotta bucket. You might have to split it depending on the size of your stove. And then you gotta haul it out of the woods into some type of vehicle, then on your porch. It's work.
And you've got to let it season for at least 9 months to get the moisture out of it. And you have to cover it up so moisture doesn't enter it and rain doesn't enter it. And then you have to put it in the firebox. And then you have to shovel the ashes. And then rinse and repeat. And how much does it take? We've got a 26-foot-long trailer, gooseneck trailer, and it takes several of them.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But Chief, I've just got a quick question for you. Yesterday, it's kind of off topic, but yesterday we generated, I looked at the meter, we generated 1 kilowatt worth of electricity, just enough to run this broadcast for the 2 hours, period. Nothing else, no lights, nothing else. When you get up in the morning, you have to ration your electricity. Are you in the dark right now? Well, not this moment, but when you started this broadcast today, were you in the dark? Literally in the dark, doing the broadcast with your computer on?
Sometimes I will either use a headlamp and or turn on lights above my desk, which I have right now, and because it's kind of cloudy out there right now. But we had last few days, I've gotten 100% filled up on my solar because it's been so clear, and we had this high pressure system. But now that it's going to get warmer at this time of year, warm temperatures are also associated with cloud cover. So it all depends on what I do, Vince. And what's nice about deep cycle lead acid batteries, as long as I keep it above 80% of full and I fill up every 7 to 8 days, I'm okay.
Yeah, the reason I asked is I just want our class to understand that sometimes some of the things that we go through in order to do this broadcast, I'm not saying woe is us. What I am saying is that we live under constraints. You just don't flip on a light switch and have everything work. It actually has to be planned out. So if Rich is if it's overcast, he's got to figure out whether he's going to use the generator to charge up the batteries or he's just going to be in the dark. I mean, those are the choices that we have. And I just want to let you know that although we're going through these kinds of things now because of our lifestyle, by choice, you guys may have to be going through these by force as the supply chain collapses. So back to that what if it's 10% chance that it's going to get worse, you know, next week? What are you going to do? Are you going to have that meeting with your family? Back to you, Rich.
Well, yeah, that's why, you know, I've mentioned many times how these blue Democrat governors and mayors have literally threatened their own constituents and say, if you don't do what I tell you, I'm going to shut off your water and power. Basically, they're preempting what they're going to do. This is tyranny. It's forced tyranny. And here's an article right here regarding Google and election interference. And that's why I talk about how we have no antitrust authorities. Big corporations and big checked have unchecked power for any and all corruption. You know, here's an article right here. Deposing Biden refers to Doug Emhoff as Kamala's wife. I mean, do you guys really want this guy to be your president? Really? Really, really? I mean, Vince, I do, you know, here we are with 1 week left, and I just don't know what else to do to convince the people that it's not a left-right paradigm, that this is a takeover, a communist insurrection by the most wealthiest people in the world, not just the country, to basically globalize everything and eliminate our rights and hide their crimes. And this is why a lot of this is being done, because they need to delegitimize work. It's unbelievable how the people have been used with all. Vince, how many articles over the 9 years, how many examples, when I talked about creating money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, welfare for the rich, the stock buybacks, I've incorporated deflation, stagflation, inflation into my monologues. I've talked about the shuffling of money and creating and accounting for non-productive purposes. I've talked about all the non-legitimate money. I've talked about fake loans and fake GDP and fake price discovery and valuations. And I mean, I have spent, how many examples have I shown that it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity? They don't care about your... How many articles have I given examples to show that it's the money going from the little people to the aristocracy? How many?
I'd like to comment on that. So, Class, yeah, sure, I just, you know, I may talk. Say, you may... Class, you may hear me say, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the class, okay? And what I do is I mute my microphone, and I sit back, and I listen intently. But here's what really happens. I have read probably most of the material that Rich has read without Rich saying to me, although we do talk, I've already read it. He and I read a lot of the same material without you know, pre-discussion, like read this. And so I'm aware of the things that he's talking about. I'm aware of what the articles and if I heard him say something that I thought was incorrect, I wouldn't just sit back and just let him say it. I would comment on it. And what you have heard is that when I do comment, it's adding exclamation points. It's not saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not true. You don't hear me say that. Why? Because Rich has been speaking the truth for all of these years. All of these years. So I just wanted to add that as an exclamation point. That is my point of reference, my frame of reference, which I really appreciate what you're doing, the time that you're spending. And I wanted to let the class know that sometimes you get up in the middle, you know, in the dark to be on the air. And so does Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, instructors, for what you do. Rich Heben, thank you.
Thank you, Vince.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.